Thank you, Chair. As a founding member of the IAEA, Australia remains a steadfast supporter of its central role in upholding the NPT and as the primary forum for the promotion of safe, secure, and peaceful use of nuclear technologies towards the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. The importance of the IAEA's technical cooperation role cannot be overstated. With over 1,000 active technical cooperation projects, the IAEA's work underpins nuclear applications in human health and nutrition, food and agriculture, cultural heritage, water resource management, and environmental protection. Australia will continue to contribute to the IAEA's transformative work, paying our assessed contribution in full and on time and through extra budgetary contributions to support programs that will help achieve sustainable development outcomes in the Indo-Pacific region. In this regard, we have contributed over $10 million since the last review conference towards IAEA initiatives aimed at enhancing cancer care, water security, reducing ocean plastic pollution, and promoting gender equality. We urge all states to ensure the agency has the resources it needs to do its vital work. Chair, nuclear science and technology can make a positive and considerable difference to people's lives. Australia supports international cooperation to facilitate the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information, including through the Regional Cooperative Agreement for Research, Development, and Training related to nuclear science and technology for Asia and the Pacific, which we were proud to chair until May this year. We acknowledge the right of all states' parties to develop, research, produce, and use nuclear science and technology for peaceful purposes, should they choose to do so, without discrimination and in conformity with Articles 1 and 2 of the Treaty. We also acknowledge the important role of multilateral export control regimes in providing guidance, norms, and standards for responsible and peaceful trade and use of strategic goods and technology, helping countries to uphold their non-proliferation obligations. Chair, Australia continues to play its part as a major and responsible uranium supplier. Through our network of 25 nuclear cooperation agreements covering 43 states, we work to ensure the widest application of IAEA safeguards, including the additional protocol and the highest standards of safety and security. Australia is a leader in the use of low-enriched uranium fuels and targets for medical isotope production. We have demonstrated that LEU technology is a viable pathway for producing molybdenum-99 and are pleased that all major global production facilities are now using LEU targets instead of HEU. Chair, as endorsed in the 2010 NPT Action Plan, nuclear safety and security are the highest priority for all states and at all stages of the nuclear fuel cycle. Australia's Assistant Minister for Foreign Affairs, the Honourable Tim Watts, in co-presiding over this year's ICONS conference, noted that a strong and sustainable nuclear security system has never been more imperative. This is why we work closely with our regional partners and with the IAEA to host workshops and training sessions to raise awareness and underpin capacity building in this area. In 2024, these were attended by over 20 Pacific and Indian Ocean countries and covered topics such as integrated nuclear security sustainability plans. Chair, we remain deeply concerned by the nuclear safety, security and safeguards implications of Russia's illegal and immoral full-scale invasion of Ukraine and its illegal seizure of Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The most effective means of protecting Ukraine's nuclear infrastructure is the complete withdrawal of Russian forces and returning all Ukrainian nuclear sites, including ZNPP, to Ukrainian regulatory control. We underscore the importance of the Convention on Nuclear Safety and urge all countries with nuclear installations to accede to the Convention and report regularly and fully. Australia supports the Convention on the Physical Protection of Nuclear Material as amended and encourages all to accede to this convention and make efforts in its implementation. Australia underscores the importance of the Joint Convention as a key instrument in establishing fundamental safety principles in radioactive waste management. Australia urges all states to take advantage of the guidance offered by the IAEA and its peer review services. Australia routinely applies this guidance, including in the periodic safety and security review of our OPAL reactor. Chair, in closing, we commend all to Working Paper 11, submitted to this meeting by the Vienna Group of 10. Thank you.